there, Progressive Rock fans. My name is Mike. Some people call me Prog Tracks, and this is the Progressive Tracks Show, the best in progressive rock. Whether you're a prog head like me or not, I think you'll find something to enjoy on this, the 181st edition of the show. We're going to keep it a bit more mellow than usual tonight, but if you know prog, you know that it won't always stay that way, right? First up, something local for me, Bill Gilham and his band Cirrus Bay, from Bonnie Lake, Washington. This is called Second Departure. You Genesis and Renaissance fans will enjoy this from note one.
Thank you.
Cirrus Bay recently released their fifth studio album from the foot of Mount Rainier in Washington State, and it's as beautiful as the place they live. The album is Places Unseen, and I played the track that ends that album called Second Departure. Cirrus Bay is one of those bands that's been somewhat quietly making excellent music for years, and now are getting a wider audience. If you're listening on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, they're from Bonnie Lake. Yep, not too far away. If you're listening in Europe or elsewhere on Progzilla Radio, well, you'll just have to believe me when I say this is a great place to live, and it shows in the music of Cirrus Bay. You can check out their music on Bandcamp.
Hi, this is Andy Rowe from The Room. You're tuned to Progzilla Radio.
I've been playing quite a few bands from Greece lately, and that's for good reason. There's a lot of great music being made there today. And Verbal Delirium have just released their newest called The Imprisoned Words of Fear on the fast-rising Bad Elephant music label. This is a great mix of mellow and not-so-mellow styles, and it's called Close to You. No, it's not a remake of the Carpenters song. Jeez.
Close to you.
That was a great tune, that is, all over the place, style-wise. Close to You was the track. The Imprisoned Words of Fear is the new album, and that was Grease's Verbal Delirium. I don't know how many times I've hinted that certain albums could be contenders for my top 10 list for 2016, but I'm going to say it again. So much excellent music has been put out this year, it's kind of overwhelming, and it's hard to keep up and keep you informed. I think I need to have a 3-hour show, but I'd first need to find the time to produce it. Oh well. Be sure to check out Verbal Delirium on Bandcamp. The Pineapple Thief is a band with which I've had a love-hate relationship. Some of their work moves me more than others, and although their new release called Your Wilderness continues in their mellower vein, there are some real nuggets included, and this track called The Final Thing on My Mind is one of them.
Oh, recipe this cold? How did I let you get so far from me? We got it so wrong, so wrong. How did we let it get this cold? So wrong, so wrong. How did we let it get this cold?
Nice stuff, eh? That was The Pineapple Thief with The Final Thing on My Mind from their new Your Wilderness album that's worth your time to check out further. That's on the Inside Out label. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. And you're also listening to Progzilla Radio on progzilla.com. How does that happen? It's all magic, folks. All magic. Gaddy Kaplan is from Israel, another place you don't immediately think of as a hotbed of progressive rock. But let me assure you, this gentleman has talent, as you'll hear on The Other Side from his new Morning Sun release. Gadi Kaplan is spelled G-A-D-I-C-A-P-L-A-N. I do that because I think you'll want to take a listen to the Morning Sun release in its entirety. That's the new Gadi Kaplan album from where that track called The Other Side can be found on Musea Records.
Hi, this is Peter Jones from Tiger Moth Tales, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Time for the classic track tonight, and for a major announcement. Frenchman Jean-Michel Jarre, the undisputed master of crowd control, has just announced a new album to mark the 40th anniversary of his classic Oxygen album. This is an album that I still have hanging on my studio's wall of fame. It was that important to me. So not knowing which great bit of this album to share, let's just start at the beginning so we can feel like we felt when we heard it for the first time. And that's why this album is so important. It takes me right back to the first time I heard it, and I never tire of it. This is one to just max out your stereo with. As a matter of fact, if I don't stick my head out the door and hear this playing throughout Port Townsend, I'm going to be highly disappointed. You in England, I'll give you a pass on that.
Thank you.
You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, where we respect the classics. Pioneer Jean-Michel Jarre with the first track of what I count as a monumental album, Oxygen from 1976. The new Oxygen 3 will hit the shelves on December 3rd, and I understand there's a trilogy CD-LP tabletop box set, if you're so inclined. So looking forward to that. So you're wondering about my Master of Crowd Control comment? Well, if you didn't know, Jean-Michel still holds the record for playing solo for crowds upwards of 2.5 million people. That was in Paris in 1990. The power of Prague is strong with this one.
This is Rich Hinks from Aeon Zen, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Okay, last track, and an apology for me for not having played it earlier. The latest Airbag album, Disconnected, was released a while ago. It's amazing, and I've been remiss in not playing it. Until now. This is Returned from Airbag.
Thank you.
pick me up. Don't look away. Ask me how I feel, and I'll find my way back to you.
Such an emotional ending to a progressive track show from Airbag. That was Returned from their latest called Disconnected. That is simply an amazing piece of work. What's also amazing is how dang fast an hour goes when you're listening to amazing music. But it is time to quit for this week. Check out the podcast later on progzilla.com. You can follow ProgTracks on Facebook to keep abreast of what's coming up, and I do have a daily prog blog called ProgTracks on Tumblr, where you can join over 1,500 others in celebrating this great music we call prog. My email is progtracks@kptz.org if you want further information. Until next week, this is Mike for KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, urging you as always to prog on. Have a mellow week, y'all.